A person is not mitame tumas meis. He doesn't start transmitting the tumah until he actually dies. Even if he's in the process of dying, and it's certain that he's going to die, but until he's actually dead, the status of transmitting tumah of tumas meis does not begin halachically until he's actually dead. Vafilu meguyad, vafilu geises. Even if he's mortally wounded from a wound that we're certain he's going to die from, vafilu geises means even if he's on his deathbed. So he's dying, and it's certain that he's going to die shortly. Until he's actually dead, he does not transmit tumah. And in addition, there are other halachas that come up as a result. Zoykek liyibum. For example, the person dying now, his name is Shimon. And he once had a brother, Reuven, who died without children. So Reuven's wife fell to this guy, Shimon, who's now dying, has his brother's wife. He never did chalitza or yibam, so she's still what's called zika, she's still bound to him. So when she is bound to him, she cannot go and marry someone else. So as long as he's alive, even if he's in the process of dying and we're certain he's going to die, he still prohibits her from marrying someone else as long as he's alive. That's called zaykek liyibam, that the yavama is bound to him. Upaitim in a yibam. And similarly, if let's say this is Reuven's child, Reuven died, but he left this child, and now this child is on his deathbed. So as long as Reuven had children, when he died, even if the child was on his deathbed, that child would pater Reuven's wife from falling to Yibam. Machil betruma. If she, the wife, is a daughter of Yisrael, but she married a kohen, so by marrying a kohen, she now has access to eating truma. Even if her husband is deathly ill and is going to die momentarily while he's still alive, he allows his wife to eat truma. And similarly, if she's a bas kohen who married a Yisrael, his Yisrael status prohibits her from eating truma, even if he's dying. And similarly, a behemah v'chaya, right? A dead animal's body that wasn't shechted properly is a nevela, which transmits tuma. Similarly, enem etam and achatetzei nafshem, they as well will not transmit tuma until they die. And we make a kavachayma from a tumas mace, that we know a tumas mace is more chamer than tumas nevela, because tumas mace transmits tuma even through ohel. And nevertheless, that tuma doesn't start until the person dies. So we make a kavachayma, certainly tumas nevela doesn't start until the animal dies. And the Mishnah adds, hudzura shehem, that if their heads were severed, so for example, the animal was not shechted properly, but the head was cut off, afal pisha mefarkasin, even if the animal is moving around, tumayin, it's still going to be tame. So the fact that you see movement doesn't mean that the animal is alive, because as we know, anyone who's seen a shechita, you know that the animal's body can continue to move even though the animal has been shechted and the head has been severed. Just like the tail of a lizard that's moving around, even when the tail is cut off, separated from the animal, it still continues to convulse, it still continues to move around. Again, that doesn't prove that there's any life to it, it's just that is how the limbs function. They can continue to move even after they've been completely severed from the body. Now, Mishnah Zayin goes into the halachas of Eivarin. Eivarin are limbs, and normally, in order to transmit tumas meis or tumas nevela or sheretz, there's a minimum shear. You need a minimum shear of the dead person or of the dead body in order to transmit tumah. However, when it comes to Eivarin is a limb. And we are going to define tomorrow and the next day, we're going to define what exactly are considered limbs. But suffice it for now that if you have a limb, it doesn't ein lahen shear. It does not have a minimum shear. And in order to qualify as a limb, it has to have a little bit of flesh. It has to have a little bone. And it also has to have gidin. Gidin are like the veins or the arteries or the nerves. So if it has to have aspects of all three, and if the Eiver is whole, even though it's smaller than our normal minimum shiurim, it's still going to transmit tumah, whether it's tumas meis or tumas nevela. Afilo pachas mikazayas min ameis, even if it's smaller than our minimum shear of a meis, which normally is a kazayas, it will still transmit tumas oihel, and if you carry it and if you touch it. Upachas mikazayas min anevela. Similarly, if you have less than a kazayas from a nevela, if you carry it or touch it, you're still going to be metame again, even though the normal minimum shear is a kazayas. But here you have an entire aver intact, even though it's smaller than a kazayas, it will transmit tumah. Upachas mikadashim min asheretz. And similarly, if you have smaller than a lentil size Aver from a Sheretz, it's still going to transmit Tumah as the Mishnah ends off, Mitamit Tumah. And in all these cases, an entire limb intact will still transmit Tumah, even if it's smaller than our normal minimum halachic shear.